hold it.
Okay, so what I'm about to tell you is illegal, which is as it should be. So please do not under any circumstances attempt to recreate this at home. Back in the day, I met this guy with whom I did not hit it off with. He thought I was a moron. I thought he was a blowhard, whatever. That's not the illegal part. This is. One day, I go to a backyard barbecue and I see this guy. This guy sees me. His eyes narrow. My eyes narrow. Then he says, "Hey man, wanna play some jarts?" "Sure, fella. I'll play." See, jarts are these weighted darts that you throw onto a target on the other side of the lawn, kind of like horseshoes, only they're big darts. And what this guy doesn't know is that I am a jart master. Everyone gets to have a talent, jarts are mine. But then he says, "You gotta play our way." Whatever. I'm gonna school this clown. Then I see what they're doing. These aren't jarts like I know. Instead, they've taken lawn darts and filed them until they're impossibly sharp, flying spears. And like an old-fashioned duel, they march several paces away from each other to either side of the lawn, turn and toss these sharpened darts directly at the other person. Whoever moves out of the way loses. Whoever has a jart land closest to them without moving wins. To sell these jarts is now officially a federal crime. It's the most insane craziness I've ever heard of. So, I grab 5 jarts. I walk to the middle of the yard and stand with my back to this guy. He calls out. 7 paces, we step away from each other. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We turn around. I look at him, and I don't know what I'm more scared of. Him hitting me or me hitting him. I'm holding the red jarts, clutching them, so I go first. Normally, I can drop one of these babies inside a Coke bottle from 15 feet, but not when they can pierce flesh. The guy stands there, big goofy grin on his face, waiting, not a care in the world. My hands sweating. I look down the lawn. I wind up and I let fly. Wide. Not even close. Everybody laughs. All right. Honestly, I'm relieved. Until the guy squares up. Looks down at me. Exact same goofy grin on his face as before. Cocks his arm back and I run away. Scream, "Don't shoot! Don't do it! Uncle, dang it, don't shoot!" Everybody laughs again at me, except for the guy. He's like, "Dude, I can't believe you stood there as long as you did. You know, I'm not a very good shot." And we both start giggling at our collective stupidity and get to talking, you know, about music, film, sound, politics, whatever, giggling the whole time. And I tell him, "Dude, look, I'm moving to California. Look me up if you ever get that way." And surprisingly, he does exactly that. And tentatively at first, but then in earnest, we start making stuff together. Music, short films, we have some adventures. Near homelessness, we counsel each other through breakups, marriages, towering failures. A run for mayor, write screenplays. We have these epic screening matches. computer crashes, car crashes, create music, TV shows. This is the guy that sings in my wedding. He's at the hospital at the birth of my child. And this is the guy on the other side of this glass, right here.
Go Blue, M Go Blue.
That's the Uber producer, Mr. Mark Ristich.
Big kisses.
So, of course, I tell you that to tell you this. Today, on Snap Judgment, we proudly present Simpatico. Amazing stories from real people operating on the same wavelength, even if they don't know it. My name is Glenn Washington, and yes, I know exactly which frequency you're vibrating to, because you're listening.
Listen.
To Snap Judgment.